What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show all about health and fitness under 10 minutes, giving you tips, tricks, motivation, and sometimes just flat out entertainment when it comes to health and fitness. Today we're talking about metabolism and more importantly, how to increase your metabolism. My name is Drew Smith. I am a personal trainer and competitive powerlifter and overall fitness freak, I guess is a word that you could use for it. With me today is another fitness freak, avid workout and competitive powerlifter, Brittany Meyer. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So do you know what metabolism is? Actually, can you spell metabolism?
Well, thanks for putting me on the spot. M-E-T-A-B-O-L-I-S-M.
That's right. Sweet. What's up? And your prize is a cookie. I'll give that to you later. So how do you increase your metabolism? We're going to get into that in a little bit. First of all, what is it? Now, I'm going to tell you the textbook definition. It is the chemical process occurring within a living cell or organism that are necessary for life.
Okay. So metabolism is a good thing.
Metabolism is the function that keeps us alive.
Got it.
Okay, So it's, and that's pretty wordy. So in other words, it's how much energy your body uses just to exist.
Sure.
So okay. Right now, you are burning calories just sitting there. Did you know that?
No. Well, I did, but I'm sure a lot of people don't know that.
Well, if you think about it, you hear metabolism thrown around there. Like, oh, that person, they're just skinny because they've got a high metabolism. They're just so lucky.
Yeah.
But you got to look at their lifestyle. Maybe that person with a higher metabolism has a more active life. Maybe they're jittery. Mm-hmm. They're always moving around. That takes energy just to move. And if you know those people that always sit and they've got their legs shaking?
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Yeah. So you're burning calories while you're shaking your legs like that. Mm-hmm.
Or fidgeting my fingers. That's one thing I always do too.
Even littlest movements, that the blinking of your eyes like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're burning calories like that. And of course, it's not a lot. And burning it's a weird term, but your body's using energy.
Okay.
To do those smallest movements. So somebody else with a high metabolism, they're going to be more active. Maybe they walk more than you realize, you know, to do things. Maybe you think about career choice. Mm-hmm. And jobs. Some people, they just can't move. They are stuck and glued to their computer all day that it's just not possible for them to move.
Right. I've been there too.
And then other people, you think about maybe when you were younger. Oh, man, I used to have such a high metabolism when I was younger. Well, maybe you waited tables.
Yeah. Yeah. You ran around a lot or you exercised.
All of that.
Do you think
comes
it could be genetic, Drew?
Now, genetics is a small part of it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Because that's body composition has to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what also comes into play is, so body composition, how much fat and how much muscle you have.
Mm-hmm.
Muscle uses more energy. Did you know that?
I did not.
So if you have a higher muscle mass, you're going to use more energy naturally, which is why your boyfriend burns more calories than you just by sitting around farting.
You know, even though he farts all the time, he's pretty hot.
Thank you. And if you don't know, I am her boyfriend. So thank you. That's a very big compliment there. I'll take that. And also, so basically it's muscle mass that comes into play, but also, so it's your body size and composition, whether you're a male or a female and how old you are. But when you break it down, it's really muscle mass because women don't have as much muscle. And the older you get, you typically don't have as much muscle as well.
Okay.
And
right.
It's not this overwhelming, I can just, defeating moment. It's something that you can actually change.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to increase your metabolism, you can increase your muscle mass.
Right, you can lift some weights.
Yeah.
It is nature and nurture. It's not all natural. It's not all genetics and it's not all diet and exercise. It's both.
You absolutely have control of your metabolism. It's not something that you're born with and cursed with or gifted. It's something that you can actually take charge of. So how do you build muscle? How do you build muscle? You lift weights.
Right.
And that's one way to do it. Now, guys out there, we love lifting weights, so we're already going to do that. Women.
Don't be afraid of it.
It's coming around, and I see women more and more. Every gym that I've been a member at, and every like fitness motivation website that I look at, it's women, and they are out there lifting weights and doing squats, and so that's good. They know what's up.
Yes, I love lifting weights. It's my favorite.
So, what do you do to make sure that you're active in life?
Well, I really didn't become active until a couple of years ago when I started powerlifting. And I think just accountability has been the biggest change for me. Having somebody there, whether it's a trainer or a coach or even a friend, holding you accountable, that helps my active lifestyle.
Okay. And now that you've started working out and you're continuing to do so, do you do any other stuff? Like, okay, powerlifting is your hobby. What else do you, have you kind of built your life around more of an active style?
Yeah, absolutely. I never sit around all day. I enjoy exercise, and I'm not a runner. I don't like cardio. I will say that.
Yeah.
but I like to do stuff, like, you know, walk around the zoo, or when we do have a day off, you know, I like to think of things to do that incorporate some sort of being active.
Yeah. And that's what people with high metabolisms do. They just are active more. And it doesn't mean that they're working out more. It just means that sometimes their hobbies are incorporated with that too. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So to increase your metabolism, you can start working out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So building strength and muscle at the gym is pretty easy. If you work out 2 to 3 times a week, picking up weights and putting them down, mm-hmm. you're going to build muscle. Now, this will increase your metabolism, but it's going to take more time.
Okay.
Okay, because you've got to build the muscle, and you're building muscle on a microscopic scale.
Okay.
And it just takes time. So if you're patient with this and you do it for a year, you know, and it doesn't have to be that long. I mean, once you're strength training for 6 to 8 weeks, you're going to start to see some changes.
So you're telling me that my butt is not going to explode out of my pants after one workout of squats?
No. And it's pretty selfish and egotistical to think that you are going to do 5 squats and then just turn into this hole. It's well, I mean, you know, you can be egotistical and that's okay, but it's a lot harder than that. And you have to train very specifically for that. Nice try. And in addition to strength training to increase your metabolism, there's things that you could do right away. So you're building that muscle that I'm building now, it's mm-hmm. going to burn calories down the road.
Okay.
All right. And the muscle I have right now is burning calories right now. And if I want to burn calories right now in addition to my muscle, I can...
Can Pop I call quiz. A friend?
I can do cardio. I can run around the block. I can hike, get on the bicycle. You can just run around.
Right, yeah, that makes sense.
That's what you can do immediately.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what it says is that your BMR is basically burns 70% of the calories that you do throughout the day. Your BMR is your basal metabolic rate.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
That's your metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
So your metabolism, you're using 70% of the calories that your body needs to exist.
Okay. That makes
sense. So just by doing nothing, you're burning 70% of the calories that you need to.
Uh-huh.
And then by getting up and going out, you can burn the rest of those 30%, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to lose weight, all you have to do is burn more than that 30%.
Okay, that makes sense.
And it's all very fancy schmancy, and there's lots of math involved there.
Sure, sounds logical though.
But it's pretty simple, and of course that's going to change. Mm-hmm. That is an estimate based off tons of different people and body types. So some people will burn more, some people will burn a lot less. But overall, it's pretty easy to increase your metabolism. So have you learned something today?
I sure have. I hope the listeners have too.
What have you learned?
I've learned that I actually never made a connection between metabolism and metabolic rate before. Now it makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your basal metabolic rate is your metabolism.
Bazinga. Makes sense. Great.
That's right. Easy stuff. And I'm glad you brought that up, because the Big Bang Theory, they're a bunch of nerds out there, and that's what we're doing on the show today. Bazinga.
Well, thanks, Drew. Thanks for the educational brain melt. I really appreciate it.
All right. Now we're about to wrap it up for today. So I want to leave you with something. If you want to increase your metabolism, you can check out a strength workout that I've put at under10fitness.com/metabolism. You can go try that out, and we're going to check out for today, but we will be back. As always, remember,
stay motivated.